The opinions expressed in this podcast are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University and are strictly for entertainment purposes only. If you or someone you love is in need of genuine advice, please contact a professional.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Phone a Friend, the podcast where we're going to discuss all of your burning questions and problems. Today, it's just going to be me and AJ and...
Yeah, no Alan today, unfortunately. He is unavailable. To start off, I say we're gonna go through some questions. Since this is the first episode, I think we should sort of talk about what Phone a Friend is.
Yeah, for sure.
Should we go over that? So basically, Phone a Friend is a show where we offer unrealistic advice.
Yeah, none of us are professionals.
Yeah, do not take our advice literally. Take it with a grain of salt, cup of tea, whatever suits your fancy. Basically, just ask us questions. Send a voice note, a question to our Instagram, which is, I believe, PhoneAFriendTMU. I don't remember
it's
if there's any friend
underscores. PhoneAFriend_TMU, I believe.
Yeah, and no caps. No
yes.
caps. So yeah, send a message over to PhoneAFriend_TMU on Instagram. We ask you that it stays PG-13. Yeah, anything that's on your mind, anything, you know... Are you looking for the meaning of life? Are you looking to, you know, fix a pipe that's broken under your sink? Are you, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, ask someone out? I mean, I'm not too good at that. But, like, I'm sure Jade or Alan would be pretty good at that. So, you know, a little more experience from Uncle over here, Jade. But So, I say...
Well, let's just start. Before we take a look at our questions, how are you doing, Alum? Or Alum, AJ?
Alum. Wow. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I woke up early this morning, had a great breakfast, had some fruit. There was a banana bread, chocolate banana bread pudding.
That sounds good.
Now, I thought it was just going to be chocolate banana bread. So when it was very, very moist and mushy, I thought it was overdone.
I think that tastes good to me.
But it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Oh, it wasn't fudgy. It was like not slimy, but it was like it was very
okay.
You know the texture of like Jell-O. It was very Jell-O-y. It was very Jell-O-y. That's what it was. It was good. I liked it. Chocolatey. That's good.
Yeah. So good. I haven't had it in forever. But anyways, okay. My morning was good. I woke up exactly 45 minutes before we had to record this, so took an Uber here. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Good morning. My hair is still drying from when I took a shower. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyways, why don't we take a look at some of our questions today?
Okay.
So we had multiple questions, many, many questions, because everybody's so interested to know about our podcast. But we're going to start one with... let's start with this one. It's a little more PG-13.
Okay.
Okay. So how do I maintain consistent friendships while maintaining good marks in school? What do you think?
See, I feel like that's something that I also try to seek out in my daily life. I think one good thing that I would recommend is definitely plan out your day every day. Try to do that maybe at the start of the week. Try to plan out your week. Honestly, if I would maybe make like a priority list.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good actually.
You know,
good
like
list.
Imagine like just have like a Google sheet or like a I forget the Word doc one. I forget the Excel sheet or a Google sheet. You know, of all your priorities. I know a lot of people, you know, like to be organized. So I think organization is the key. Having your priorities in check, like, okay, maybe I can do this assignment in 30 minutes and I have 2 days to do it. Maybe just do that assignment first and then, you know, you have a little time to spend with your friends, or if you're feeling a little burnt out, you need some social time. I think, you know, a short hangout couldn't hurt, or you can even, you know, do work with your friends. That way you get, you know, both things, two birds with one stone, both things out
of
the way.
I agree.
I think that's a good way. Sure, it's not really fun if you're doing schoolwork together or you guys...
Yeah, but it's a good way to at least bond over something that maybe you both aren't super excited about. So it's a good way to bond, I feel like, with your friends. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's pretty, like, it's understandable to have that as a worry.
Mm-hmm. But back to the question, I think that scheduling is probably the best answer that I have.
I would say scheduling, making sure you, I personally find it important to at least socialize like twice a week, three times a week. When I say socializing, I mean like doing something other than studying with a friend or something. Whatever. Like going to, I don't know, like I'll pop into a lecture and I'll stay like an hour extra or something and talk to people.
Yeah, maybe just give it like, you know, get like a bite to eat with somebody or, you know, go for a walk. Toronto's a great place to walk in. I mean, even if you're not in Toronto.
True. Do things that you would normally do by yourself with someone else instead. Because I go for walks like 2 hours a day.
Exactly.
And sometimes I'll message someone and be like, hey, you want to join me for a walk? And then they'll join me. And there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe make some dinner. Get some dinner. I don't know. I just really like food, you know?
I was going to say, you're speaking with your stomach. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, you guys can like go to the gym together.
I'm kind of soloed in on just not going to the gym because I'm lazy. And, you know, I'd love to go back to the gym. It's amazing. I had so much fun.
Okay. Yeah. Do we want to move on to our next question?
I have another anonymous question. What does my dream mean? So what do my dreams mean?
Personally, I have not remembered a dream since I was like, I think my last dream that I remember is dreaming about like, This is like when I was nine or something. I used to have dreams, like recurring dreams where I would be a Pokemon trainer. And I would have a whole like roster of Pokemon. And I don't know how it ended. I just remember that was my dream when I was little. Like I would wake up and I would have that as a dream.
Interesting.
So I hope not, because I haven't dreamed since I was like nine. So hopefully that's not a...
Well,
that means I have no dreams.
You do dream. You dream every night, just you don't remember them. That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is.
I will say I have like had a nightmare within the last like, I think it was like 5 years ago.
Oh no!
I had a nightmare. So I don't know what that means for me, but into a nightmare.
I really like the dreams where I'm running for like a really long time, but I'm never out of breath. It really makes me feel like I have good cardio.
I'm sorry. Okay, describe that dream. You're sleeping and you just run for the entire dream?
No, like
is this like a maze runner like situation, or are you just sprinting?
It would be like a portion of the dream where I'm running for a really long time, like a full sprint down like a highway, and I just run the whole highway or something like that, and I wouldn't be out of breath because obviously I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Right, I'm sleeping, so my lungs are fine. So I'm thinking, like in my dream, I'm like, wow, I have such amazing cardio, but I do not have amazing cardio. So it's like, when I'm running in my dreams, I like running in my dreams because...
So it makes you feel like you can do things that you normally can't do.
Exactly. Because I hate being out of breath. I feel like everyone can relate to that. They hate being out of breath. Unless
really?
You get
like
the runner's high.
I get runner's high.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get... That's my dopamine.
Mm.
See, I'm not a... What's it called? I'm not interested in other substances. So I think in terms of the question about, what was the question? It was
what do your dreams mean?
I don't think they specifically mean something, but I think dependent on the time of year, that can affect the types of dreams you have. That's what I think.
Yeah,
but
I think it could reflect your mental state.
Anyways, yeah, I think we answered that question.
I think so. I hope so. Hopefully that helps some people out.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can get into a big question now.
Okay, what is it?
What's the meaning of life?
Oh God, you mentioned this earlier. I had a feeling that must have been one of the questions.
But, I mean, it's a good starter question, I feel like, to tackle. Or we can hit the other question. Do you think AI will take over the world?
Ooh, I don't know. Which one do you want to? I guess why don't we do both of them really quick?
Okay, we can. Yeah, okay. we can try to do both.
Yeah.
Sum it up. I don't think AI will take over the world.
I think that AI, I don't think they're going to, or I don't think it's going to take over the world, not there, but I do think that it's going to shape our world. Like it's going to change things in the world, but it's not, I don't believe it's going to fully replace everything. Just because, I don't know, I don't believe it's going to fully take over the world.
Yeah, like there was something that when I was learning media history, really stuck with me, and that was currently we're in the rise of AI,
mm-hmm.
which previously, we have been in the rise of television, the rise of radio, the rise of streaming,
yeah,
et cetera. True. So everyone, you know, when TV came out, thought radio was going to die. You know, even the song Video Killed the Radio Star. Radio is not dead.
I mean, it's, we're on a podcast right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're on a podcast right now. Spirit Live Radio is still
up
and, you know, hopefully booming. But it sure, the numbers are down, but it is far from dead. There is still
I also think it adapted as well. Like, there's a lot of difference. Like,
yes.
It's changed quite a lot since then. And I think that's going to be the same for a lot of the AI stuff. I think it'll definitely change things, but I don't think it's fully going to take over everything.
Yeah.
I think like certain jobs, like it might be more, what's it called? Present, I guess, within that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, it's going to stay pretty like less, I don't know. It also depends too on like people in larger companies too. Some people are like really like hooked on ChatGPT and AI, like
I'm
sure there are some people at this university that most likely are like, oh okay, write my entire essay for me, let's hand it in, right? Like some people are more inclined to use it to like for their everyday things, and I think the more reliant we get on it, the more it's going to become irreplaceable. Okay, I think that's a good answer to that question.
And then
the meaning of life,
that's the big one. We got the little one out of the way, now it's the big one. What's the meaning of life? I feel like it's subjective.
I don't know.
If you ask people of different walks of life what the meaning of life would be, you would get vastly different answers. I feel like, you know, some people might say making an impact, say.
True, it just depends on people's goals. Maybe some people it's like you said, making an impact, or I don't know, maybe some people could say it's like making money on the darker side.
A lot of people value money more than they admit.
Because
money is...
I love money, personally.
And money is a dark thing. It does control a lot, but, you know, a lot of people are willing to give things up for some grain. But
I think the best way to answer this is, for you, what is the meaning? Because like you said, a lot of people have different opinions, so I don't think we could give one opinion for the whole human population. But I think we could give our personal experience.
Yeah, I think giving criteria, maybe to figure out your own meaning of life would be pretty good. Like, what currently would you not be able to live without?
True. Yeah, what's something that you think, if you had to like end your life right now, that's a little dark, but you know what I mean.
If your life was in danger, 24 hours left,
what would you want to experience, or what would you want to feel like you've accomplished, I guess, within those 24 hours?
Yeah, because a lot of people just want to travel. A lot of people say they would spend, you know, 23 of those 24 hours traveling just to see something they've waited their whole life to see. You know, some people, you know, would want to start a family, you know, leave a little part of them left in the world to continue building generations. I feel like a lot of people want to leave a part of them to the thing of, like, to the realm of history, to the earth, like before they leave.
For the record, he's making like hand signals.
I'm projecting hand motions. I feel like one big thing I'd be like, what can you not live without?
I think that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, what can you not live without? What is something that you subconsciously do every day?
Yeah.
Which I guess kind of falls in the same thing, but what is something
when you
that...
wake up in the morning, or when you get ready with your day, what's something you want to accomplish?
Yeah.
And like, what do all of your days amount to at the end of your life? Like, what is it that you exactly are trying to achieve when you wake up every morning? Me? Either A, to be rich. No,
back with the money.
No, honestly, I think I just want to feel like I have done everything that I can. I don't want to feel like in, like, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years from now, that I didn't do something that I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I don't want to waste any time. Time is fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be sitting doom scrolling.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so much fun. It's a lot of fun.
to the people who sit in their bed 4 hours a day on TikTok scrolling or Instagram reels and going through that, then maybe, I don't know, if that's your goal in life,
that's
then sure.
That's life. You know, you can, there will probably be better ways to feed your information.
Yeah. Okay. I think we answered that question. Yeah. So I think that's all the time we have for today. So
thank
I'm
you
sorry
very much.
If someone had their question unanswered, but
yes, we're going to try to get through every question as possible. Please submit more. The more, the better. Just because it wasn't answered.
We do pick
answered.
Our favorites. So.
Yeah. Just because it wasn't answered this week does not mean it will not be answered next week.
True. Yeah, exactly. So you can submit it whenever you want. We do typically do our posts on Wednesday.
Yes.
Some weeks may vary depending on the week and the workload, but if that ever changes, we'll make posts to our Instagram account so that everybody's aware when it's posted. Yeah. All right.
Please please send questions. We love your questions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Once again, this is Phone a Friend with AJ, Alum, and Jade. Today, just
AJ and Jade.
So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday. If that changes, we will make a post for you guys.
All right. That's fine.